We're getting closer to the solar eclipse, which will be a total eclipse of the sun in some parts of North America, but 85 to 90% visible in our area. This is Lisa Berry, and there are a lot of special observances planned, including at the Ypsilanti District Library. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Molly Beaton, Youth Services Librarian. Hello, Molly. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
What do you got planned there?
We are all three of our branches at 5577 Whitaker, where I work, and our downtown branch in Michigan Avenue and our Superior branch in Superior Township are all doing solar eclipse events and with activities and telescopes. And at our branch, we're actually going to have a NASA solar system ambassador by the name of Jennifer Ayala.
And what will she be doing?
She's going to be here answering questions, talking about what's going on, and she's going to be conducting a program for the kids using UV beads, which I never heard of until last week, but they're beads that turn color in the sun. And we'll be making some bracelets.
I understand you also got some eclipse-watching glasses.
We do. We have lots of eclipse-watching glasses that one of my colleagues was able to snag from NASA. So we are giving those out, two pair per person as they come in.
So you don't have your entire stock yet?
We do.
How many do you think you have?
We have 3,000.
How many have you given away so far?
We've probably given away, oh boy, I'd say probably around 400.
So you sound like you have plenty on hand.
We do. We're going to keep, each branch will probably keep a couple of hundred to give away at the event or for people that come to the library that day. And we're giving a lot away to the schools, classrooms that have summer school and summer camps. And we're going to be giving some away today at the farmers market in Ypsilanti.
Do you have to be a library card holder or a member or a resident of Ypsilanti?
No, I mean, we prefer that, but no, we've had a lot of people from Ann Arbor come in, too, and from outlying areas.
I've heard some concerns about there are some fake glasses out there for watching the eclipse.
I've heard that, too. Ours came directly from NASA, so let's hope they're good.
As a librarian and a youth services librarian, are you concerned about kids looking at the sun during the eclipse?
Oh, absolutely. That's my big fear, yes. So they definitely, the children here, will definitely need to have their glasses on and be with an adult.
And again, tell me what's happening and where?
Well, we're going to be here from, well, we'll be here all day, but starting at around 1 o'clock is when it starts. And that's when you're going to be needing your glasses on until, gosh, it's almost 3. That it's going to the, it's going to be at about 80% at 2:26 p.m.
Do you have to pre-register to participate?
No. Nope.
So just show up.
It's a drop-in program.
You went to NASA. You went straight to the top for this.
We did. Yep.
All right. Anything else we need to know?
If you come to the library, you can bring a chair, sunscreen, a hat, and we'll provide you with some cookies and some glasses, and you can make a UV bracelet. Monday, August 21.
August 21st, beginning at 1 p.m. Thank you so much, Molly Beaton, Youth Services Librarian at Ypsilanti District Library, for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
You're welcome.